WGTL and Matt Carney, Save Me. Hey, good morning. It's 7:20.
Partly cloudy skies in today's forecast. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A windy one and a high of 85 degrees. Tonight looking mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Low 63. Friday looking mostly sunny with a high of 87. Over the weekend, partly sunny skies on Saturday with a chance of showers and a high of 83. Sunday cooling off a little bit with partly sunny skies and a high of 74. Right now in Lancaster, partly cloudy skies, 62 degrees. In Harrisburg, 61.
The one and only Corey Pennypacker hanging out with us this morning. She's the CEO of Bible School. Good morning again to you, Corey.
Good morning, Fred.
We always love having you here. I love that you told me when you came in that whenever you're on JTL, people say, oh, I heard you on JTL.
Yeah.
It's great. And so what, 15 years ago you started and you were in two schools, right?
Yes. Yes, we were. And now we're in over 50 schools in four states. And it has been an amazing ride. God has really provided and cares about his kids in public school.
People might not realize because they hear you here, they see you at Kids Cookie Breakfast, whatever, what a unique ministry Bible to School is. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Bible to School does a public school ministry in public school during the school day. But actually Bible School is unique in the country because we have a emphasis on small group mentorship. So all the kids will come to large group and learn about the Bible off-site. Parental permission, no tax dollars to make it legal. But then they go into small groups, and that small group is very, very important. We don't just learn about Joseph and his brothers. We learn about how can I forgive others? And in fact, I have a story about a little girl who came in, and she was just hurting. And her friend Johnny, he was really excited about the Bible, and they got together and talked about God. But then Johnny got excited and he went home and told his mother. And his mother, he said, Mom, we need Jesus. We need to go to church. And the mother at that exact time in her kitchen sink was wondering what she should do in her life.
Yeah.
And she said, God help me. And turns around and her son says, we need to go to church. We need Jesus.
Wow.
And so the whole family went to church and they got saved. And so it's this cascading message of light of God's word that really touches not only kids in public school, but their families too.
It's amazing. You're in a lot of public schools. You're growing, but there are some schools local to WGTL you're still looking to get into.
Yeah, the school districts of Hempfield and Lampeter-Stroudsburg and Peckway Valley, we actually have people who want it in there, but we need more help. So if anybody's in those school districts, please let us know. We're at BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible, the number two, school.com.
And you need volunteers as well.
Yes, those children.
What's a volunteer part look like? What do they have to do?
Sure, they come in, they have a relationship with the children, they get a small group, or they could teach if they want to, but it's 2 hours once a week to be with the children. Many of the children don't even know who God is, Fred, and so you don't have to go overseas or anything. You can go right in your community and teach children about Jesus.
Sign up to volunteer for Bible to School at the website, Bible2School.com. I heard through the grapevine that you are on Focus on the Family. They interviewed you. It's going to be coming up.
Yes.
What'd they ask you? What did you talk about?
Yeah. We talked about a question that many parents ask me, and they say, Corey, you know, how do I protect my children from harmful cultural elements in the public school system? Very good question.
Yeah.
And my answer is to change that paradigm, not how you protect the children, but how you prepare them. And you prepare them with the Word of God, and you prepare them at home, and you prepare them, you just soak them in the Word of God. And through Bible to School, you prepare them. So it is really, it's not something that is unattainable, because the Word of God just cuts through everything and is truth and light in children's lives.
I love that God is working through Bible to School, working through you to shine his light. I think that's cool. When's that going to air on Focus on the Family?
September 19th. So check it out.
Check it out. Check out Bible2School.com. Bible, the number two, school.com. Corey.com. Corey, we love having you here. Great to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Fred.
Back to the music we go. This is Jared Anderson. Keep your eyes on Jesus. WJTL. Good morning.